Washoe County District Attorney Chris Hicks is announcing that two drug traffickers have been given 25 years in prison with parole eligibility after 10 years each. In a quote from DA Hicks, he says, "These cases represent well more than 100,000 doses of dangerous drugs taken off of our streets. That matters because every dose seized is one less opportunity to poison our community. My office remains fully committed to working alongside our law enforcement partners to dismantle drug trafficking organizations and protect Washoe County families from the devastation caused by meth, heroin, and fentanyl," unquote. In the first case, Pablo Duval Avalos previously pled guilty to trafficking a controlled substance of 400 grams or more. An investigation into a known drug trafficking organization by detectives with the Washoe County Sheriff's Office Drug Task Force back in August of 2023 found large amounts of methamphetamine, heroin, and fentanyl pills being sold in the community. During the investigation, detectives learned that a drug runner from Mexico, later identified as the defendant Duval Avalos, had been brought to Washoe County to distribute the narcotics on behalf of the DTO. Several undercover operations were conducted over the following year, identifying Duval Avalos as the individual selling the drugs. On September 30th of 2024, a sting operation began where a buy was organized for $8,700 worth of drugs. After the defendant left his home to head to the sale, a traffic stop was conducted, and a canine deputy was brought to the scene and alerted to the odor of drugs in the car he was driving. A search of the car found 6 pounds of methamphetamine and 4 ounces of heroin, equal to approximately 13,500 doses of meth, and more than 11,000 doses of heroin. 300 fentanyl pills were found as well. After the traffic stop, officers executed a search warrant, and a search of Duval's home found approximately 50 more pounds, or 113,000 doses of meth, 330 grams, or 1,600 doses of heroin, and 238 grams, or 3,300 fentanyl pills. The state, represented by Deputy District Attorney Michael Vieta-Cabell, asked the court to issue the lengthy sentence and pointed out not only the harm that the drugs themselves are doing to vulnerable members of the community, but the danger that the Mexican drug trafficking organizations present if allowed to operate unchecked in Washoe County. In that case, the Honorable Egan Walker presided and imposed the sentence. In the second case, Efren Salazar Gurala, who was caught with more than 2 pounds of meth in his car, has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. He will be eligible for parole also after 10 years. He was previously found guilty by a jury on September 4th of trafficking in a controlled substance. Salazar Gurala was arrested in September of 2022 following an operation by the Regional Narcotics Unit. After a long-term investigation, which identified Salazar Gurala as a heroin and methamphetamine dealer, police conducted a traffic stop on his unregistered vehicle. During the traffic stop, Salazar Gurala attempted to run away but was caught by Washoe County Sheriff's Office deputies after a short chase. His car was then searched by the deputies and RNU detectives, who found the 2 pounds of meth in a black backpack on the back seat. The total number of individual doses was more than 5,000. Again, DDA Vieta-Cabell was the DDA for the case. He argued for the 10 years to life in prison, pointing out that the defendant had ties to organized Mexican drug cartels and presented an extreme danger to the community. In this case, the Honorable Barry Breslow presided and imposed the sentence.